Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I are talking about the punishment that occurs because of sinful actions, including murder. Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. I also turn to Romans 1:32, where Paul says, although they know the ordinance of God, when they practice such wicked things, they are worthy of death. Jesus spoke of punishment for anyone who harmed the innocent in Matthew 18:5, and whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it is better for him that a heavy millstone be hung around his neck and that he be drowned in the depths of the sea. When you allow the enemy to come in, he will kill your dreams and steal any harvest you were expecting and literally destroy your life. Now let's join the program.
Well, we have a beautiful, cool, crisp day in Colorado. Here in the studio, I can look up and see Long's Peak. It's Mount Evans.
Mount Evans.
Yes, Mount Evans. Long's Peak, right. I was looking for this morning, and it was shrouded with clouds. I couldn't see it. I always like to take a look at the mountains. Being a mountain boy born in Colorado, I always like to get my bearings, you know. I couldn't see Pikes Peak this morning. I'm sure I wasn't in the right part of Denver to see that, but I understand they've had some snow down that way also. But it's just a light dusting of snow, and we know obviously fall is here, and covered a few flowers last night, but I don't think it got as cold as they said it was going to get. When I called in at 8 o'clock this morning, it was like 41 degrees. Mm. So maybe we didn't get a hard freeze last night.
Wow, you're giving the local weather report.
Sure. Yes.
That's great. You get a lot on Darren in Denver.
Well, you know, I had a fellow ask me this last week if I, you know, he said, do you wake up cranky? I said, no, I just let her sleep in.
Oh.
I just thought I'd put that out, Barbara.
Oh,
that was just on my mind.
Well, let's change the subject
yes,
here before
we better
we
pray
get
and get to business here. I'll tell you, though, Jesus is Lord. He's Lord of the seasons, and we are going to have winter this year. And I think about how good God is to us and how last summer, even with all the growth, I didn't hear any water shortages up and down the front range because God gave us sufficient snowpack. And I've lived most of my life near the snowpack and the headwaters of many rivers. And we here in Colorado, of course, we get the Colorado River started and the Arkansas and the Platte. And it's kind of interesting to see how God packs that snow in, makes it white so it reflects the heat, and then we have water to drink all summer long.
Mm.
You know, we're not thankful enough for that.
Oh, no, we're
not. The other
not.
Day I drove past Lake Dillon. And it was brimming full with water. And I thought, you know, how blessed the people are in Denver and along the Front Range to have that kind of water supply. And then I noticed in this weekend that Greeley Water Supply, I think, went almost to the Supreme Court, arguing with the Forest Service over their water supply. And we city dwellers need not to take that for granted. You know, that water comes from someplace, and somebody has to manage those watersheds and water supplies. And I praise God that we have such wonderful water to drink here in Denver. Some would say it's not good. Well, I could name some other places in the world where you could go.
Yeah.
In fact, I was down in South Texas one time, and it tasted like oil. And we drive up and down the streets of that town. In fact, it was Beaumont, Texas, and there were some big signs out on the front of the restaurant, purified water. And so I've never been as thankful as probably I should have been for good water, but we have it here in Colorado. And I praise God that he gives us that snow every year. Of course, the skiers think it's for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And God bless the ski industry because it does bring a lot of money into this area. But we also need to know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's Lord over the weather, and he provides for us. And so I guess the point of what I'm trying to say here is many times we're just not grateful, Barbara, for the simple things.
That's right.
We take them for granted. And I, for one, hopefully I don't take it for granted. I appreciate what God does and how He stores our summer water supply all through the winter. Now, we're going to begin reading today in Isaiah 63.
Well, tonight is going to be a landmark thing.
And you want to talk about that before we go to Isaiah?
Yeah. Okay. We have reinstituted the death penalty, and tonight a man is going to be executed. And yesterday I read an article. I rarely comment on something from a worldly person, but Chuck Green had a great column in the Denver Post yesterday about he's going to stop for 5 minutes during the Monday night football game. And
Second quarter,
and he is going to have 5 minutes of prayer, and it's not for Gary Davis. It's for the victims of those men who sitting in death row, and all of the precious, innocent people that were just minding their own business when a horrible death came into their life. And some of you would say, God is a merciful God, and Jesus gave His life so that we could have life, and we're not supposed to take life. And, Exodus 21:24 is in the Old Testament. It's under the law, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. If you shed the blood of one, that God will take your life for that. It's very evident in the law in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, in 2 Corinthians 10:6, it says, we are ready to punish all disobedience. And that's Paul speaking. And I find as I read, and if you want to look up some scriptures on, like murder or punishment or death, you will find that God's grace covers a lot of things. But there's a time when a person keeps turning away. It says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. That is what the wages of sin is. The result of a sinful life is death. And I think there needs to be punishment for some of that goes on.
Well, I think there needs to be accountability because we have choice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose to do alcohol, you choose to do drugs, you choose to do witchcraft, you choose to do some of those things, you may have to pay in this lifetime with your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to know that. And the country is really tired. The country, I would say it this way, is sick and tired of some of these crimes that go, and it seems like for years and years they can appeal it in the courts. My prayer is that they will shorten that appeal process and they'll get on with the matter of justice. And they say, Darren and Barbara, you sound pretty hardcore. Well, if I didn't know God and I didn't know Jesus, I think I would feel the same way. I would say, well, we need to get the murderers and the killers off the streets forever, and we don't need to be paying for their incarceration forever. You say, that's a tough stand. Yeah, but that's the way I feel about it, and that's the way I see it. And some would say, well, it's not a deterrent to crime. I don't believe that. I believe it is a deterrent. And I think when we go along and we coddle the criminals, we're wrong. I think we're just, I'll use the word dead wrong. I think we're 100% wrong when we do that. And I think when there's a matter of justice, we cut this way down. Now, if we look at some of the countries in the world where they have severe punishment, it's quick and it's meted out immediately. Whether it's caning, whether they beat the person,
mm-hmm.
or they do something public to humiliate them, or they execute almost immediately, they don't have the crime that we have in this country. We need to wake up. Some of the heathen nations have a greater sense of justice in some ways than we have here.
Mm-hmm. They really do.
We've departed too far from our Christian roots here.
I was in Port-au-Prince, Haiti for almost 2 weeks 15 years ago. And you could walk down, a lot of the streets were dirt. You could walk down the dirt streets midnight or after midnight and never be afraid of somebody coming and stealing. Now, I know that was 15 years ago, and there have been a lot of
changes
in Haiti since then. But what you're talking about, Darren, is the punishment was immediate. If they found somebody who stole a person's purse who stole something, they would immediately flog them right there on the street. And there was no crime rate there among the people. Now, probably more crime among the authorities than there was among the people, but they did mete out judgment and punishment immediately, and I've heard that in countries, and I think we're too soft. It says in Romans 1, 32, although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death. They not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. We have a government now who gives hearty approval to some of these things that are going on. It says here in the very first part of this verse, those who practice such things are worthy of death. There is a, I believe there is a part in the God character that when somebody goes so deep into hurting and maiming that there is a death meted out. And I think that's an example of one. Also in Matthew 18, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it's better for him that a heavy millstone be hung around his neck and he be drowned. I mean, God, you know, I know this whole word is about love, but there are examples of people who, if they cross the line, death is, the wages of sin is death. Death is the result of their evil.
Well, let's pray.
Yes.
Father God, we lift up the families here of the victims of crime here in Colorado. Father God, since this is our major focus, and I'm going to say also in New Mexico and Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Wyoming, and Nebraska, where this radio signal reaches. Father God, there are many victims, and Lord, I've been close to horrible crimes and done to Christian families, and when the parents suffered, the church suffered, the friends suffered, everybody suffered. And Father God, when a person is murdered or maimed or taken out, you can't bring them back. But today, Father, I ask that in your mercy and your grace that you would comfort those and heal and take the pain out of the memories, Father God, for those that have been close to the victims of the crimes. And Lord, we lift them up today, the families of the victims. And Father God, I also lift up the families of those that have had a murderer in their family or someone that's committed a horrible crime. They too suffer. And Father God, I lift them up in the name of Jesus. And we ask that they would be comforted and that they would not just be perpetually shamed, Father, but they would come to know your loving grace and your mercy. And we thank you for that in the powerful name of our Savior Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Our number here is area code 303-433-8000. If you have a comment or a praise report or anything like that, we'd be happy to hear from you.
Amen. Here we have some numbers here for Senator Campbell. Area code 202-224-5852. Again, that number is 202-224-5852. And then for Wayne Howard, our other congressman from Northern Colorado, area code 202-224-5941. We would like to thank these men for voting against this partial birth abortion. I'm going to call it full-term murder.
You're going to thank them before the vote. Huh?
Yes, I am, because they have been voting. They have been voting a moral conscience in the past.
They have. So.
But I think it's important that we call and let them know that there's support out here in the voting populace.
Yes, and just read where Senator Campbell is going to go for another term as a Republican from Colorado. So I hope that his conscience is one of for morality and.
Well, he's making some real moral conservative statements, and I like that. So again, these numbers are as follows. Senator Campbell, area code 202-224-5852, and for Wayne Allard, 202-224-5941. We'll try to remember to give those again at the end of the broadcast.
And also, when you do call, just say, I appreciate his vote, his yes vote, for the up-and-coming abortion, partial birth abortion ban.
Right.
Yes.
We have a caller here on line one. Let's go for it. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Is this Brian?
This is Brian.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, this is kind of off the, it's kind of on subject and kind of off. I'm a truck driver, and a fellow truck driver of mine, jumped into his truck the other morning, and as he went in, he found out that his wife-to-be, who was pregnant, had died during the night. And we were kind of a little concerned as to how do you combat or how do you talk to people about the fact of why would God let this happen to me kind of thing?
Okay, let me ask you this. Was the baby his baby?
Yes, I believe it was.
Okay,
and
so
they weren't married.
They were, right, common law marriage right okay. now, but they were planning on getting married next month. So.
And he's not born again?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Because the wages, we were just talking about that, the wages of sin is death. And we can open doors to the kingdom of darkness by not being righteous. You know, or not obeying the ways of God, not walking in the ways of God, can open up doors to the kingdom of darkness. That's really very possible.
I agree.
But you see, also, when man has a will, we sometimes keep God out of our activities.
That's
we
right.
keep God out of our life. And if you make those kinds of choices, then it wasn't God that allowed it. It's we allowed Satan to come in and have his way because we were more with the devil than we were with God.
That's right.
And in John chapter 10, verse 10, and I assume, Brian, you're a Christian?
That's correct.
Okay. In John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Mm-hmm. So when we are not fully with the Lord, we give the devil a much greater opportunity to come in and whack on us.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's a good word.
And see, a lot of times in our rebellion or in our self-determination, we've said, God, I appreciate you. You know, I want you to wait over here, and someday I'll get around to talking to you. Or I'll cut you some slack or cut you some time a little bit later on. And so a lot of times God is not even in the picture.
That's right.
And man has such a free will. God didn't make us robots. He gave us a free will. And he said, you can go out there and make your own choices. And he's saying, in his love, I hope you choose me.
Mm-hmm. And what makes me upset is all these people blame God. Oh, that's very upsetting.
Yeah, it really is.
So I would just say that, you know, I'm sorry that the lady died. That's a grievous thing to happen, and certainly where there was a marriage coming and a baby on the way and a family about to be put together here. But I would just say that probably the gentleman didn't give God enough of his time, enough of his attention.
How would I minister to him now, though? I mean, the punishment is doled out.
Well, but it is. I don't think it's punishment.
Mm-mm. Well, regardless, the situation
okay.
arrived.
Right.
Now that he's, you know, fully, I guess you would say, he would be raging against a brass sky right now. He would be very angry.
Do you know that for sure?
I don't know that for sure.
Okay.
That's if this situation happened to me, I would be looking for anyone to talk to about it.
Right, right.
And I would be very frustrated. There would be nothing I could do.
See, I think one thing that we can say to people is we don't have all the answers. As long as we're on this side of eternity, I don't care who it is, we will not ever have all the answers. And sometimes we have to just leave even the questions and even the desire for an answer with God, just saying, I don't know, I don't understand. You know, I'm grievously broken over this thing, Lord, I don't understand. But help me in my pain, because I have pain. You can't deny that it's not a painful situation.
Mm-hmm. But if he doesn't know the Lord, this would be a good opportunity
right.
for you, Brian, to find that out and say, brother, you know, there are two forces here on the earth. There is one evil force, and we know there is. And even the secular press is talking about cults and Satan worship. So he knows that. And there is a kingdom of light and a kingdom
right.
of darkness. And, brother, I want you to join with the kingdom of light here. And we can say that maybe in...
I would join that scripture, too, in John chapter 10, verse 10, that Satan comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. But Jesus comes to give life and life
yes.
more abundantly.
Yes.
And I would say this is the time you need to choose the life giver.
Amen.
Because your life is also under threat.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Thank you very
yeah.
much.
Have you ever led anybody to Jesus, Brian?
Yes, sir, I have.
Good.
I'm more of the evangelist than I would be the preacher.
Well, that's good.
Wonderful.
I'm pretty familiar with the Romans Road, whereas the day-to-day life I have a little more struggles with. So.
Well, are you over the road or are you here in Denver driving?
Oh, I'm an over-the-road driver.
Great.
I go 48 states, Canada, and Mexico.
Wow. Well, our prayers go with you, my
yes,
friend.
Yes, for your safety.
So you're one of the guys in 18-wheelers, huh?
Yes, sir, I sure am.
Well, I tell you, this signal goes clear out almost to Russell, Kansas, for your information.
Well?
And we reach down almost into, parts into Mexico and Texas and Oklahoma, so...
I believe I've listened to you quite often on the road before.
Have you? Well, Brian, if you'll hang on, we'll get your address and we'll get some good stuff in your hands.
And we'll be praying that you'll be able to minister to this friend of
right.
yours.
Right. Do you mind giving us his first name?
That's the problem. I know him by his handle, but I don't know him by his
oh,
name.
Oh, okay.
All right. You want to give
fine.
Us his handle?
Well, his handle is Midnight Rave.
Oh.
So I don't know where his background is. Or
That's
or
all right. We'll be praying. Name. We'll be praying for Midnight Rave.
Okay.
All right, God bless you.
Have yourselves a good morning.
Hey, we'll be
Thank
thinking
you.
About you. Hang on, we'll get your stats here.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now we got Patsy in Boulder. Hello, Patsy.
Hello. Well, I hope that gentleman that just was talking is still listening because I have a scripture for him.
Okay, shoot.
In Isaiah 57, verses 1 and 2, the righteous perish, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. And that just really hit me hard when he was talking about that lady that had passed away that was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We don't know that she's righteous, of course.
I know, but...
Mm-hmm. But we pray that she did find Jesus before she died, before... Because the alternative would be hell if she didn't know Jesus. That's right. So we need to pray that she knew Jesus before she died. Because we know the baby is going to heaven.
Yes.
I really believe that. But we don't know that she did. So, yeah, but there are, yes, the world doesn't care when the righteous man dies, but of course God does. Praise the Lord.
Well, those are good scriptures, Patsy. Appreciate
it. Anyway, I also have something else to say.
Okay.
God is awesome.
Yes, he is.
The tapes that you guys sent me, there was When Curse Was Still Blessing Flow.
Right.
And Unforgiveness, A Dead End Street. I listened to those and I prayed the prayers that you guys had on them.
Good.
And I haven't taken any of my prescription medications since I did that. And I have been feeling absolutely wonderful.
Good. How long has that been?
4 days.
4 days? Okay. Four days.
Well, I'm going to tell you, your voice print has changed.
Mm-hmm. Also, my housekeeper called me yesterday, and she said that, I used to do a pet food bank when I was with my ex-husband, and now she has taken that over, but the pet food is still stored in his garage. And she called me yesterday afternoon and said that she was going to... go over there. And I said, well, see if Bob has an address for my daughter. And before she would have said, nope, I'm not going to even get in the middle of this. And so she said, okay, I'll see. And late yesterday afternoon, God prompted me to go over to her house. And I got in my car and went to Longmont. And as soon as I walked in her door, she handed me the piece of paper with my daughter's address on it.
Good.
And so I sat down last night and wrote her a letter, and it's going out in the mail today. And he has also shown me that he wants me to move to Louisiana to be near her and my grandkids and my hopefully soon-to-be real son-in-law instead of common-law son-in-law.
You're going to wait, though, until you hear from your daughter, right?
Yes, I have to wait until I hear from her.
Okay, because your trip to Louisiana has everything to do with her accepting you.
I know that.
It really does. So.
I know that.
Okay, we'll pray that. Thank you,
Well,
Jesus.
Patsy, we'll be praying for you.
Yes.
And
I have a real peace in my heart about the whole thing.
Good. Well, good.
Wonderful, wonderful.
God bless you.
Well, you listen to those tapes again. There's additional blessings there for you.
I know that, and I'm going to.
Okay.
All right.
Well, God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye. You know, she mentioned the word awesome, and I just have to give you a scripture out of Exodus 15:11. When anybody says that word.
He is an awesome God.
He is an awesome God. But here's a great one to memorize, because I'll tell you, it puts it right in one verse. It says, who is like thee among the gods, O Lord? Who is like thee, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders? And he will work wonders in your life. In fact, I was talking to a wife early this morning. She was talking about how awesomely her husband is blessed.
Oh, praise God.
And
wow.
I think you
need to pray a prayer for all the women, all the wives who want to be awesomely blessed like this one.
Well, one reason she's blessed is she submits herself to her husband according to the Bible teaching. And she doesn't try to take over his role in the home. She supports him and his authority and what he wants to do. And she's there for him and his lifestyle is a very busy person. But I just praise God that a wife can say, you know, my husband is really blessed. Now, she didn't use this word awesome, but I would. And I think he's an extremely blessed gentleman. And she is blessed as a mother and as a wife. Because he does it scripturally.
That's right.
And I just can't say thank you, Jesus, enough times, because you are an awesome God.
God says here in another chapter in Isaiah, chapter 65 in Isaiah, After he talks about the rebellious people, and they follow after their own thoughts, a people who can continually provoke me face to face, he goes on in verse 13 of chapter 65 of Isaiah saying, "Behold, my servants shall eat, but you shall be hungry." This is about the rebelliousness of people. "Behold, my servants shall drink, but you shall be thirsty." I hope you're a servant of the Most High God today. I hope those of you who are listening have given your heart to Jesus Christ, and you've made him Lord and Redeemer and Savior of your life, because God has great promises for you. He doesn't for that one who's rebellious and who's following after his own thoughts, after his own hearts. But here it says in the 13th verse, "Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but you shall be put to shame. Behold, my servants shall shout joyfully with a glad heart, but you shall cry out with a heavy heart, and you shall wail with a broken spirit. And you will leave your name for a curse. God will slay you, but my servants will be called by another name. Because he who is blessed in the earth shall be blessed by the God of truth." God allows that to happen to those who are rebellious, who will not follow after him.
Yes.
Their heart is absolutely wicked.
You
God will take them out of the picture.
You don't want to harden your heart toward God.
That's right.
Let's take a call here at the end from Donna. How are you, Donna?
Just fine. I have a question regarding prayer and
Yeah, now,
fasting.
Donna, you got to speak right in your phone. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
That's better.
Prayer and fasting.
Yes, there you are. Okay.
Now, do we just pray and fast when we want to, or do we have to be told by the Holy Spirit?
You ought to do it both ways.
Oh.
Yeah, when your life gets real heavy duty and you need an answer, or you need to get your life kind of straightened out in the spirit, then you go for a fast. But I have found the fast that I have really been good. I mean, it has really helped me. Sorry, my mind went blank.
Thinking of too many things.
It is the fast that God calls me to. See, God sometimes... Have you read Isaiah 58 lately?
I can't really say.
Okay, that's
sure.
The great chapter on fasting. So, Donna, when you get done with this call, read chapter 58 of Isaiah.
And 56.
Okay,
so
58 is coming right up, but God will call you to a fast, and boy, those are the fasts that we really see results in.
Right.
And,
okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, well, God bless you.
Hope you're doing good.
Okay, thank you.
You
God
bet.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in